Our guest in the cafe this morning is Kim Sines, the director of the Hunt Regional Medical Center in Commerce. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
I came across an article, it was out of the Boston Business Journal, about the trends that are sending more people to the emergency room, and this has to do with people with health insurance who show up at the emergency room because of the high out-of-pocket costs associated with their insurance. And so they put off going to the doctor, basically, until something happens, and then they have to go to the emergency room.
Yes, that's correct. Ideally, insurance is on a focus of preventative care. So hopefully what we would see is patients getting established with a primary care practitioner to take care of whatever their medical condition would be. Say it was high blood pressure. It would be easier, more easy to manage in a primary care setting where you can have some education, you can have monitoring of the medications that you use, and that would be more effective than waiting until you had, say, a hypertensive crisis and required going to the emergency room, whether it could be by EMS or private auto, or if you've suffered any serious injuries from that, such as a stroke. Mm-hmm. So ideally, we would address these issues on the front end.
But that's not necessarily how it works out.
Unfortunately, the insurance prices have increased significantly. Some sources say 50 to 67% basically is what I've read. And so these have driven up the cost of health care as well as the deductibles. And when your average income increases at 7%, it's difficult to keep up with that rising cost.
Yeah.
Since we have the health care exchange, I believe that has increased as well. And that particular program has a high deductible, an average of $6,000 a year, which, you know, when your average family has a savings of $1,000, $6,000 can basically render them incapacitated. So, mm-hmm.
Also, the cost of medication.
Medication is an ongoing issue. Fortunately, we do have generics for many medications. And I would always encourage, if you're not able to afford your medicine, please talk to your physician, because there may be other families of medicine that may be less expensive. Some older medications that are still very effective, it may be something that you would have to take two pills instead of one. Oftentimes, the combination drugs are a little more expensive because of the convenience. So if anyone is not able to afford their medicine, please speak to your doctor about that, because that's something that can be addressed.
Mm-hmm. So rather than paying the high cost of the medicine and doing what you say and look into a generic drug, they may just not
take
the medicine.
It.
And so then they end up in the emergency room.
That's correct. And a lot of people do live on fixed incomes as
sure.
well. And people do the best that they can. But if it comes down to paying your electric bill, buying food, or buying your medication, you will see patients that will put their self-care off for their family. So, unfortunately, that's something that we see in the emergency room. You also can see heart attacks and strokes, where if this had been addressed on the front end, hopefully there was some, say, cholesterol control, blood pressure control. Those things could have been addressed earlier to prevent more complications.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Kim Sines, who's the director of the Hunt Regional Medical Center in Commerce. Now, there was a Harvard study in 2007. This was before the Affordable Care Act and so forth, that said high deductibles would tend to bring down emergency room visits, I guess, because the cost of the emergency room visit itself would be so high. But as things have moved forward, then it doesn't seem to have worked out that way.
What we are seeing is that does drive down the number of ER visits, but it doesn't always, people aren't always able to make good decisions about what is an emergency and what is not. So if they tend to put off their care for what is a pretty severe headache and they don't seek medical care, but they weren't aware that they were at a dangerous level for their blood pressure, that may extend the problem that they would have had if they had just addressed it in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And it also puts off primary care as well, because those deductibles have increased as well. So,
mm-hmm. Do you have any recommendations for people in this situation?
I would recommend that you discuss your financial situation with your practitioner. There are oftentimes assistance programs from pharmaceutical companies that can assist with issues. Social workers at the hospital, we have a fabulous group of people who are able to know what the resources are in different communities. And there are grants available for assistance if things are needed. So we have people available that could assist with that.
Mm-hmm. The law of unintended consequences. comes up. The Affordable Care Act came about in 2010. I think it's done some great things for a lot of people, but there have, may have been some unintended consequences that have come with that, huh?
Yes, that has increased the number of insured significantly, but again, the deductible, the average deductible for that is the $6,000. So we are seeing a large amount of these patients in the emergency department who are just aren't able to afford to go to their PCP. The second thing that I'm hearing is that it's difficult to often find a doctor in the network that accepts this plan.
Kim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Kim Sines, Director of Hunt Regional Medical Center in Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.